now, for the first time anywhere, listen to the sound of an acne pimple.
I am an acne pimple, as lonely as can be.
Don't cry, pimple, I'll keep you company.
Say hello, pimples, with three be a crowd.
All together, pimples, sing real loud.
Want to turn them off? Get TheraBlem, the skin-toned acne medicine that covers up as it helps clear up acne pimples. TheraBlem by Noxzema, the blemish silencer.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Hannah.
This is Pretty Zitty. What a treat. So Hannah like pulled all these crazy ads and like put them in a Google Doc because she's our Google Doc queen.
Oh yeah. So I tried to put them in order of like what era I thought they were from. I don't have the dates for all of them, but if you scroll down on page
3.
Yeah, the first one, do you mind reading a little bit of it?
Yeah. I know how to read.
And just like describing what it is. Oh, cool. I'm glad you can read.
Yeah. So screw you if you're trying to catch me. I can read.
My trap didn't work.
Anyway. So the purity and beauty of a natural complexion is certain to those using milkweed cream. Milkweed cream is the natural skin food, removing pimples, tan, freckles, sunburn, blackheads, and all skin eruptions. Highly endorsed. At all druggists, or sent by mail, 50 cents per 2 ounce jar, which is a steal.
Yeah, and this is from, I believe this one is from 1901.
This is like the era, in 1901, I read that this was like the Edwardian skin era.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that?
No, I didn't read that.
Where it was like everybody wanted to be pale, like super pale, and they would bleach their skin, like being tan was considered to be like poor. Basically, which is so racist, super racist. But I will say that skincare has a history of racism that we will go over in a different episode because it deserves an entire episode, honestly.
Totally.
But skin bleaching creams in 1901 were like, I mean, this is one of them, right? This has to be. It says removing tan.
I think the goal of this cream, because it's like, and all skin eruptions, it just sounds like it's supposed to just bleach out anything on your face.
Yeah, it's nuking you. It's totally nuking your face. It's bleaching the hell out of your face and taking away all of... Ugh, that's just annoying. I actually hate this ad because it equates being tan and having dark skin with being the same like badness as a pimple, which is just ridiculous.
I know, it puts tan freckles on the same category as blackheads, and it's just not.
Nope. And this girl in this ad looks haunted.
She looks so scary. Can you describe like what the design is like and what she looks
like? Yeah, she looks like a potato. She's in this like frame and she's like looking up. She's clearly white. She has very alabaster skin and it looks perfect, honestly. And she has her hair piled up on top of her head like she's in... Like that that famous baker that piles her hair on top of her head. Reference that no one's going to understand, Jack. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
it's from watching too much Beat Bobby
but
Flay.
Yeah, like piled up on her hair, like kind of, yeah, it is in that Edwardian style that you were saying.
Yeah.
And like, she's like surrounded by like...
Milkweed.
It's got to be a bouquet of milkweed. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's just creepy looking. It's all in black and white. And she just... She has like a ghostly look to her face. And maybe it's because everyone in the Edwardian era looked kind of like a ghost, but she looks especially creepy and potato-like.
Yeah. No, thank you. next, please. So the next one is from...
This one's from 1929.
This one's cute.
Yeah. Can you read what it says?
Yeah. It's actually not that cute. No one can afford pimples. Happy is the woman who has a clear, smooth, flawless skin. Both men and women admire such captivating loveliness. That's so funny, honestly.
I know it is.
What is this?
It's called writes these?
SSS Skincare Tonic Medicine. Is it like a drink?
It's a fresh vegetable drink.
Ew, Hannah. It says it's nature's own blood tonic for raising the body's power of resistance to disease. I bet you it's like elderberry or some shit. It increases the number of red blood cells.
Yeah, it's made from plants, but it's like the claim that this advertisement is making is that to have good skin, you have to have good blood. And it even says in this one paragraph, this is a long, you know, advertisements used to look like articles for some weird reason. So this one from 1929, one of the paragraphs says, "Strong, healthy blood nourishes the body and fights against infection and disease. Without plenty of rich red blood, there could be no strong, sturdy, powerful men or beautiful, healthy women." Wow, gender binary much.
Yeah, very gender specific and very fucked up.
Yeah, and it does what you were describing. It claims that it promotes a healthy metabolism and increases your red blood cells. And then if you take it, you'll get rid of pimples, boils, eczema, and such skin troubles. They always say, and such skin troubles, like, and everything else literally that you could think of.
Man, I need this. I got a low red blood cell count. Ooh, this sounds, if this works, yeah. Sign me up, honey. Like,
I like the last bit where it says, all drugstores sell SSS. Really? Every single one? Okay. Ask for the larger size. It is more economical. Period. Ew. End of ad. That's it.
That is insane.
But the girl in the ad is cute.
Yeah, she's got like this cute little haircut. She looks like kind of like our friend Haley, actually. Don't you think this kind of looks like Haley? Just like the face shape.
I could see it.
Not so much the features, yeah. But the face shape and the hair.
She has like a bob haircut, like very 1920s.
Yeah, she's cute. The girl's cute.
She's like naked too. I feel like this is kind of risque, but who knows? I guess the 20s were kind of a time of change.
I feel like because it's a beauty product, people are like, oh, she's getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
Did they have showers in 1920?
Yeah, I think they had showers.
Okay. Not just baths. When was the shower invented? Googling it.
Tell me. I need to know.
When was the shower?
Baths are so like, I don't know. It takes too long to take a bath.
Okay. Yeah. 1700s.
Okay, Ellen. That was hilarious.
Whoops.
Okay.
Dumb bitch alert.
Can we look at the next ad that I found?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, this one is funny. I got it from Duke University Libraries, which I was like, ooh.
Boo.
Ellen's going to think negatively of this.
Boo.
Boo, Duke.
Screw Duke. Go to hell, Duke. That's what I went to Carolina. So big rivalry, yeah. No big deal. Best rivalry in sports. But anyway, okay. Sorry, go ahead. You can read it.
This again is an ad, but it looks like an article and there's like a big black and white photo. And you see like there's like this teenage girl with like blonde hair and like a bob and bangs. It's a really cute haircut and I actually kind of want it. And she has like a ribbon around her neck.
Actually, you definitely need that haircut.
Yeah, I think it's cute. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, it's just really cute. And she's like, she's looking very shy, and there's like a guy standing behind her who I'm assuming is a teenage boy.
Which is so weird because he looks like her dad.
He literally does, because people from that time, and this is from 1957, people from...
I'm not kidding you. She looks 8 years old.
Who she does? I know. She looks like a baby. And then he looks too old. But I think it's just because, I don't know, he just looks old. And he has like his hand and he's like caressing her cheek and he's standing right behind her. So you can see both of their faces and they're both looking down and he's just behind her caressing her cheek. And then the title of this ad is "Remarkable Development in the Fight Against Teen-Age Acne, the Scourge that Shames and Disfigures So Many of Our Young People."
Oh my God.
And the way it says disfigures, I was just like, and our young people, it's almost like this is advertising it to like adults who are like, ew, I'm so sick of society being disgusting and young and teenagery and pimply.
This is very like dictatory. Like this seems like propaganda to me.
Yeah. And this is an ad for Utol, which is an antibiotic cream, and it was tinted. It says flesh tinted, but I think we can understand this was made in the 50s. The people on the ad are white. This is tinted for white skin.
It's just, it's probably just white cream.
Yeah, literally. And it's an antibiotic cream, and this whole ad is basically saying that there's a tragedy of acne that strikes just when life holds every promise.
My God, this is so intense.
I know. Just when boys and girls long for popularity and fun, even recurring temporary attacks can leave scars that are far more than skin deep.
Fucked up.
And then it's like, but now we have the best thing ever in the world. And it's like this antibiotic cream.
Well, this kind of reminds me of like, this goes back to like history from forever ago where they very broadly, but people thought that acne, it's the word disfigures that does this for me. That they thought that acne was the mark of Cain, which is the devil.
Yeah.
So that is super old, where people thought that acne was devilish. Like in the Bible, there's like verses about how there's boils on people's noses, and that means that they're lying, which is crazy. Wow. It's probably just rosacea, because rosacea flare-ups on the nose are super common. So, I mean, this just kind of plays on that age-old idea that having bad skin is like a mark of impurity and a mark of the devil, basically.
Totally. And disfigurement. Yeah, because it describes acne here as the mortal enemy of youthful happiness. I mean, this ad is really drilling down on the fact that having acne, A, will make you unlovable. And I feel like that's not directly said here, but the subtext is that, because he's touching her face in this picture. And I feel like when you're a teenager with acne, you don't want people to touch your face because you're ashamed of it. And this ad is like,
oh my God, yeah.
Is directly getting to that idea. I feel like the subtext is, if you want to be like a pretty girl and have like a guy touch your face, you better be using Utol, because if you have acne, like you have a mortal enemy on your face.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even want people to touch my face now, just because, and that's not even because my skin is like, my skin isn't as bad as it was when I was in high school, but it's something that it doesn't really go away, I think. Like, you don't want people to touch your face. Like,
yeah.
Like, when people say that I have like an eyelash on my face, I don't want them to get it. Don't fucking touch me.
That's so funny you say that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
It's very taxing. But
so yeah, this one is like pretty offensive. This ad, I really was kind of upset by seeing this ad.
Yeah, I was looking for a quote from the research that I did, and one, I don't know where this is from, but acne was deemed as the quote demon of ill health, unquote.
Great. Cool.
So
love that. Was,
had been looking for that for a little bit, and that's what this reminds me of.
I also like, just as a side note, at the very bottom of this ad, of the Utol ad, before we go on to the next one, it just says better ... by McKesson, which is the brand that owns Utol, I'm assuming. And I just love that their slogan is just better ...
Fucking, ugh, hate that.
Okay, so the next one I have, like, we could skip it because I don't know where it's from. I just liked it.
Oh my God, we have to talk about this one, actually. So this next one is, once upon a time, I hid from women. And we have a picture of a young man, probably from the 60s, based on his monkey's haircut. And it says...
He does look like a member of the monkeys.
He totally looks like a member of the monkeys. gorgeous girls everywhere. And I just looked and longed. I didn't dare ask for a date. Then I heard about Silva Clear, a new treatment that helps clear acne spots and pimples where they begin, inside the body. Silva Clear, in convenient tablet form, increases the supply of an essential ingredient normally found in food, but you could be lacking. What is the ingredient?
I couldn't find this. I was researching these tablets and I could not figure out what was in them. I mean, I'm assuming it's just like a multivitamin of some kind, because it's taken internally and it says it's a vitamized tablet, but I don't know what types of vitamins they are. But to continue, it goes on and it says, so Silva Clear vitamized tablets are not only easy and invisible, no messy creams, they work through the bloodstream where the likely causes of those blemishes is to be found. Why not try them yourself?
I do like this because it's a boy on the front, but he has perfect skin, first of all.
Yeah, I will say every ad that we've looked at, nobody has bad skin. Every single one, they seem to have clear skin. Including this guy.
It's because that he used Silva Clear, actually.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's it's why. Because it worked. Okay, yes. He's in the Silva Clear now. Get it?
Nice.
His skin is Silva Clear.
Nice.
So clear. Do you want to go to the next one? I love this one.
I love the next two. The next two are really pretty, and they're for the same ad.
Yeah, they're for the same product.
Or the same product,
from the
sorry.
Same year. So they're both from 1965, and the ad is for Fresh Start by Pons. It's a medicated cleansing gel. So it's like a cleanser that's in a gel form that's supposed to work on acne. It's specifically targeted toward blemishes.
Oh my God. I'm reading the first line. Who wants a spotty polka dotty skin? Oh my God. Fuck off.
So the first one, do you want to, can you describe actually for people listening, like what the first ad for this Pond's Fresh Start Cleanser looks like?
Yeah, I'll do it as ASMR too. Hold on.
Cool. Okay, yeah. ASMR style.
So that was your introduction with my nails, acrylic nails. Actually, I can't do that shit. That's it's basically fine. Yeah. It's basically a woman, like two really pretty women, actually. They're wearing spots and like a full cap and like a turtleneck in one, and then what looks to be like some sort of cowboy hat or bolo hat.
So
in the
it's
other.
It's two ads in the same style. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like with really bright contrasting polka dots. Like the women are wearing white background, black polka dots, but the background is black polka dot, white polka dot. So they're really cool. Like they're really well done ads, like really pretty shot.
It's really mod. Yeah. Like it almost looks like very like 60s, but kind of space agey and mod. And like the caption is spots are in, but not on your skin.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. It's kind of clever. I kind of like it, actually. Like, it's a very clean picture. And she's like, the one I'm looking at right now is the one where, like you said, it's black and white polka dots on the back. And then the inverse of those polka dots on her, like, turtleneck and her hood. And she obviously has no acne. She's mm-hmm. beautiful. She has no spots. But I don't know. I like it because it's an intersection of fashion and...
and acne. Yeah, which is so interesting because I feel like now it's just like fresh, clean, no makeup. And like this is like clearly they're wearing a ton of makeup, but
she's wearing a ton of makeup. Yeah.
It's really funny because this is like the era when the Dove Beauty Bar was introduced. So this was like that was like the number one face wash was that Dove Beauty mm-hmm. Bar, which people still
use
to this day.
I saw a lot of ads for that. Yeah, from back in the day. So. But you're right about this one. The opening line for this ad is, who wants a spotty polka dotty skin?
Yeah, that's kind of mean. It's kind of mean.
So mean.
Who wants a spotty polka dotty? Well, first of all, it's not polka dotty because it's not evenly distributed. It's just spotty. I wish it had a little bit of even distribution to it. But I do like the line that says, clears away the oil that can cause blemishes, tingles, tones, medicates your skin till it sparkles. I still use Pond's, like, to this day, because I use Pond's cold cream. I love that.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so there are these two ads, and they're basically for the same thing. I think it's the same copy, but I just love the graphic design of it. I think they look so cool, and I'm only slightly offended by these. I think things got better by the 60s.
Yeah.
Maybe not great, like though. I still don't want to be called Spotty Polka Dotty.
Sorry, that's your new name. Sorry, Spotty Polka Dotty.
Oh my God, that's so mean.
You know what's so funny is that after looking at all of these crazy things in the history of acne, one of the craziest things that I feel like we now, because this is happening in our era of skincare, that we don't like think is odd is the fact that we use lasers on our face now.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Lasers. Like, I You're feel right. like if I was reading that they used lasers to help skin back in the day, I would be like, oh my God, that's some Jetsons shit. Like, that is insane.
Oh, totally. Well, even for like acne scarring, you can get those lasered and
oh my God,
scarring. That's like, that just seems wild. You're right. Like, if you were someone in the early 1900s using milkweed cream, you would think it was wild that someone in 2020 would be using a laser on their face.
Like, lasers.
I mean, there are a lot of things that I think seem kind of unusual that we use today. Like, even getting a cortisone shot is something I've never done, but it still seems kind of crazy to me that you can go to the doctor and get that injected into your face and then have whatever cyst you have like can flatten out pretty quickly. That's wild to me.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. And like, just think of like all the bounds that we still need to like go over. I feel like we're just now in the past decade getting into Asian skincare, Korean skincare, Japanese skincare. I feel like there's still like not enough talking about Black skincare. Like, truly,
that's
is
huge.
Not.
You're right.
And it's come up recently with the Black Lives Matter movement, but I don't believe it exists in mainstream media where it should be, because that is a huge, huge sector of our society is Black men and women who are looking for skincare that isn't going to bleach their face. Like, a lot of these ancient old crappy things that are coming from. Like, so, I mean, there's still so many advances that I think skincare is going to have and will have in the coming years. But going through this history of it, it just shows you, like, okay, so acne has existed forever, literally forever.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows how to fix it.
Right. And from looking at these ads and then reading these ancient views on why acne occurs, there's so many explanations for acne that relate back to someone's moral character. And I feel like things have gotten better. You know, just by reading this, I'm like, okay, like, we no longer think that, you know, having acne is a mark of Cain.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is still, I think, a stigma with it that exists today. And I don't know, like, it kind of makes me feel like, wow, like, it's been thousands of years and maybe we still have work to do. Hello, that's why we're doing this podcast. But there is still work to do.
Yeah.
Like, would I go to a job interview with no makeup on? Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want them to think I'm dirty. You know?
Totally. That's still the subtext. Like, and even when looking at these ads that are like, oh, be clean, be like, have a clean complexion, that is still the mentality today. It's just the advertising, I don't think, is as offensive in a blatant way. It's still the subtext, like, you can't have, you know, the life that you want unless you have clear skin. That's still, that's still the way it is. So
it's just the way it is.
But I don't know. I'll be interested to know, like, I don't know, down the line, like, what if people look back and be like, oh, wow, like, I can't believe people did that for their acne in 2020.
You know? I know. Like,
I'm sure there'll be stuff.
I mean, I think of the Milk of Magnesia wave in 2005, you know, like, that was a wave. Like, I remember it so vividly because it did not work. And I actually think it made my skin worse. But
oh, wow. But like the trends. Yeah. The trends that come and go and get really intense where people sort of see it as like a miracle cure. Or
what do you think the trends are right now? Mine, one of mine that comes to my head is sheet masks.
Oh, for sure. Sheet masks. Yeah.
Sheet masks, celery juice.
Oh, celery. Oh, my God. I was so annoyed seeing that all over Instagram where people were pressing their own celery juice and drinking like a tall glass of it every day and saying that it would clear their skin because, frankly, I don't have the energy for that. And
Or the funds.
I know financially that would be a burden. And then on top of that, I haven't heard any definitive research or results from anyone that it actually works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like influencers that I saw doing it are no longer doing it. So I kind of gathered from that it didn't work for them. You know what I mean? It must not have worked.
And celery tastes like ass. I hate celery. I know a lot of people like it. Like if people eat it with wings, they'll have ants on a log. I have never in my life liked celery. I think it's absolutely...
I like a little bit chopped up in a soup sometimes, but
I don't even like that. I just think it tastes like butt.
There are so many like trendy diets for skin that are so, I just feel like they're probably going to fade anyway. Like you hear people, I mean, these diets are not just for acne, but stuff like paleo or going keto. Like I know that people use those for acne or detoxing when it's like, hello, you have a liver. You don't need to go on a juice cleanse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people will look back and be like, wow, that was totally not useful.
Yeah, like I think like sheet masks, detoxing, celery juice, and I'm gonna just go ahead and shit on it. I'm gonna say it, hyaluronic acid.
I think that was overhyped. I do.
It's a trend. It's a trend, and it is not gonna work for everybody.
Right.
We're kind of wrapping up here, so I wanted to save this to the very end. So I'm 25. Hannah's going to be 25 in January. So if you need to plan out her gift, this is a significant amount of time for a warning. Fans, her birthday is in January. Plan accordingly. January 22nd, right?
Yep.
So she's a cusp baby. Plan accordingly. So I'm 25. She's about to be 25. I read this one part that says, in the 1910s, it was believed after 25, a lady should spend 10 minutes twice a day doing a special face massage to keep toned skin and wrinkles away using coconut oil,
oh my gosh,
almond oil, petroleum, or glycerin. Massaging your face for 10 minutes twice a day with one of those oils or petroleum.
So, can I just say, this is totally back in because you hear about things like jade rolling.
Jade roller.
Yep. You also hear, have you heard of gua sha?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like the pushing thing.
That's the traditional Chinese medicine method. Yeah, you use like a tool to scrape your skin and it's supposed to improve circulation. Yeah, you're right. Like, it all circles back.
I think that through the years, skincare has not really fucking changed, to be honest. Yeah, it seems like.
It seems like, you know, people have tried a lot of things. A lot of things were weird. Some of them were dangerous. Some of them are the same things we're doing today. But to sum it up, you got acne. There's not really a one-size-fits-all solution. And clearly history has shown that the verdict is still out on what will help for acne.
We're all trying, and we're all going to get there. Right. It's just going to be a little bit of a journey. And it's better to be on that journey not alone. So that's why we're here.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks. I actually have that tattooed on my lower back, so.
Oh, I love. Oh, cool. That sounded familiar.
It wasn't original.
I feel like I'd seen that before.
Absolutely not original. And that's it. We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you.
Our music
is by Blade 2.
Wow, Hannah, you asshole. You beat me to it. I was going to say it.
Well, last time I didn't say it, and you were like, Hannah hates Blade 2, so I felt like I needed to jump the gun and like be like, oh, Blade 2, thank you. Thank you, Blade 2.
Yeah, our music is by Blade 2. Original thoughts, commentary by the man who did my lower back tattoo. Just kidding. It was removed a couple years ago. We ended on not good terms, me and him. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding.
You've really woven quite a tapestry there.
Deeper issues lie under the surface, just like with my acne. Anyway, we love you.
Subscribe to our show and support us on Patreon if you have the funds for that.
All right, babies.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, zitties.
Bye.